in a vast abandoned library on the borders of civilization. Matthew and Eric find themselves trapped and lost with little hope of escape. Surrounded by nothing but the esoteric books of definitely real authors, they resolve to do all that they can do. Read. This is Lost in Narration.
Babies always land on their heads.
So what do you got planned for our day, man?
Oh, God, so much.
Like, more or less than the average birthday party?
I don't celebrate birthdays, so I wouldn't know.
Right. Because nothing to celebrate?
Nothing to celebrate, exactly, right? We're headed for a climate catastrophe, Eric.
No, I know.
Thanks for taking part in this, though, man. Not many people give this anniversary the time of day.
We've been trapped in here for so long. I don't blame you for coming up with all these silly celebrations.
I've always celebrated this.
You've always celebrated the anniversary of the day you became self-aware?
Yeah, every year. Don't you?
No, and I almost don't want to ask this, but what age were you when you became self-aware?
23. You?
I don't know. 4, probably.
Jesus, that's so fast. You don't celebrate that? I know I'd celebrate that.
I'm not surprised if you celebrate 23.
Are you going to be snarking for this whole fucking thing?
No, I'm sorry. I just had to get that out.
This is a big day for me, man. You only have your second anniversary of the day you became self-aware for the first time once.
Right, and I appreciate that. It's just... No. Yeah, never mind. Let's celebrate.
Hey, if you've got something to say about my anniversary, go ahead.
No, it doesn't matter, bud.
Are you sure? Because if you're going to spend today loathing my self-awareness anniversary in silence, I would honestly rather you just told me that you think it's stupid.
I don't think it's stupid.
Are you sure? Because if you do think it's stupid and you told me, I would respect you a lot more than if you think it's stupid and didn't tell me.
No, it's not stupid. Let's do this.
Honestly? Even if you don't think it's stupid, I would still probably respect you more if you told me you thought it was stupid. Isn't that just twisted?
It's fucking stupid.
You and me are done, socially.
You said you'd respect me more if I told you it was stupid.
Yeah, but not fucking stupid. Not fucking stupid. You think I respect you for spouting such venom?
Why is there a difference?
We're done. I'm leaving. I have better things to do, you know.
You can't possibly.
Goodbye.
Wait, Matthew, come back. I had a surprise planned. I found a stash of magic mushrooms in the book we were going to read today. You know, the pilot? Although I swear we read that one already, but I figured we could take them together. The mushrooms! Matthew! God damn it. Why the fuck was there a difference? I was being so kind to him, too. Fucking self-awareness anniversary. That's the shit I gotta... God. Well, if no one else is gonna... Let's see here. Never taken mushrooms before. I should probably just take a little. Alrighty. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can feel it. Kicking in. All right. It's kicking in already. God, he's gonna be sorry he missed out. Yeah. Yeah, this was a good idea. Taking mushrooms on your own is totally something you should do purely on impulse. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah! Oh! Oh, God! Oh, this shit works fast! Oh, dear God! Where am I?
Could you quiet down? I'm trying to jerk off here!
Tom Hanks?
How'd you even get in here?
Is this an airplane bathroom?
Does Tom Hanks jerk off in airplane bathrooms?
Yes?
Yes!
Okay, I see what's happening here.
Well, it's not happening anymore.
We did read this book before. The one where the pilot admits, mid-flight, that he doesn't know how to fly a plane. This is merely an alarmingly lifelike shrooms-induced hallucination.
I'm Tom Hanks! You know, people are usually more enthused by my presence.
Your ghost is wandering our library. I'm pretty much over it.
Jesus, you really are on shrooms!
Look, I don't expect you to believe me, Tom Hanks. None of this matters anyways. It's effectively a dream. I just gotta wait it out until the drugs wear off. Or until the plane crashes. Or both.
Until the what crashes?
Don't worry, Tom Hanks. You're not real. You can't die in a plane crash if you're not real.
Look, buddy, I know you're starstruck, but I am indeed real. Now, what's this about a plane crash?
I already told you, the pilot nor the co-pilot know how to fly this plane.
You said that was a book.
Right, it's a book, but we're in it. But we're not, because this isn't real. Oh, and I'm Eric, by the way. Big fan of your leisure.
Tom Hanks grabs Eric and slams him against the mirror of the airplane bathroom.
Did you hear that?
Listen, kid, I know you're pretty fucked up right now, but I don't take too kindly to plane crash jokes while I'm on a plane. I had to land a plane in a river once, you know?
No, you were acting in a movie.
I was acting in a movie.
Someone knocks on the door of the airplane toilet.
Hello? Are you alright in there? It's been hours.
Damn, she kinda sounds like you.
Kinda. That's my voice. We're in a book that I co-narrated. Half of the people on this plane will sound like me.
Eric opens the door.
Are you seriously not hearing that? Oh, hi Geraldine. Hello, I'm Geraldine. Wait, do I know you?
Eric turns back to Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, look, I know for all you know you are actually real and this plane's really gonna crash, so let me put your mind at ease.
He turns back to Geraldine.
Is that Tom Hanks? Is that his dick?
I am Tom Hanks.
Geraldine cheers.
Geraldine, listen to me very carefully. Whatever you do, do not tell young Sheldon that he was originally called Brent. Sometime soon, the pilot and the co-pilot are going to admit they don't know how to fly planes, and your twerp genius son will be the only one that can get us to safety. Unless you tell him he was originally called Brent, then we'll all die fiery deaths. Man, why are you crying?
How did you know I always regretted terminating that pregnancy? Preventing me from having a child called young Sheldon.
What? The fuck? You don't have a kid?
I never told anyone that I wished I had a son called young Sheldon. Not even my weekly blog, Geraldine's Regretaldines. Well, obviously, I told my blog, but no one reads my blog. Ah, shit, that's right. You both came back to haunt us, so I tore out all the pages, creating a new universe without young Sheldon. God, the cans more consistent in my shrooms hallucination than in our actual lives.
Geraldine continues to sob. She returns to her seat, forever scarred.
How did you know all that?
Book.
That's not possible, although she did sound a lot like you.
Check this out.
Eric motions to one of the passengers.
Hey, you, say something. Something. No, I'm just kidding.
Eric looks back at Tom.
See?
So two passengers on this plane sound like you. That doesn't mean we're in a book.
Eric motions to another passenger.
Hey, did you like Sully? Sully mended my marriage. Holy shit, me too. Ditto!
Alright, enough. Some people have similar voices. That doesn't mean anything.
Eric walks up to a flight attendant.
Hey, I need to speak to the pilot.
No. Obviously.
Don't worry, he's with me.
Holy shit, Tom Hanks. Of course you can talk to the pilot. You were the OG pilot, after all. And is your dick out?
The flight attendant leads Eric and Tom Hanks to the cockpit. The pilot and the co-pilot are already talking.
I kind of have to admit something, I think. And I think it would be best if I admit it now rather than later.
I'm all ears, man. Lay it on me.
Eric turns to Tom Hanks, raising his eyebrows.
Holy shit.
The pilot and the co-pilot turn around.
You sound just like him. It's not even a spin on your voice. It's his exact voice.
Tom Hanks?
Oh, are you researching a role?
Sully too.
A look of genuine terror appears on Tom Hanks's face.
Mr. Pilot, sir, you know how to fly planes, right?
What?
Me?
What? Yeah, I'm in the chair, aren't I? I can, can I?
I don't know how to fly planes.
Eric, gazing around the cockpit largely with disinterest, nods.
Fluked it?
Fluked it. Tom Hanks turns to the co-pilot.
But, you know how to fly planes, right?
Well, it's a little embarrassing, but no.
Fluked it?
Fluked it.
How did both of you become pilots if neither of you knew how to fly planes?
Well, there's only so many buttons.
Right? Getting a pilot's license is so easy.
Tom Hanks leads Eric back out of the cockpit, slamming the door behind him.
Listen, I don't care that you think we're living in a book, and I don't care where you're from. But you knew about the young Sheldon thing, you knew that the pilot and the co-pilot don't know how to fly planes, so I have no choice but to believe you when you say this plane's going down.
I'm glad you finally come around, Tom Hanks, but don't worry about it. Like I said, this is all a hallucination.
But I'm real! I'm Tom Hanks!
Every passenger in their immediate vicinity cheers.
That's exactly what a Tom Hanks hallucination would say. Look, it's just not possible. It would mean I'd been transported somehow inside a story.
So, nothing like that has happened before? Your world, the library or whatever, it's never converged with this universe you deem to be a story? The haunting thing you mentioned, what the fuck was that?
Well, I guess that could be interpreted as,
as the characters in this book appearing as real people in the library?
Something like that.
So what the fuck makes you think the opposite hasn't happened?
I guess when it all comes down to it, nothing. Fuck, what if this is real? I'll die in a fiery plane crash and we need to do something.
Eric rushes over to the intercom and grabs the mic.
Everybody, listen up. I know this might be hard for you to understand, but you're all living in a book. Yeah, I know. But here's the thing. I've read the book, and at the end, this plane crashes. Boo! Are you kidding me? You fuckers are constantly addressing the fact that you live in books, but the minute it could have actually helped us, you're booing me?
Tom Hanks grabs the mic.
Listen up, everybody. Neither the pilot nor the co-pilot know how to fly this plane.
The pilot overrides the intercom.
I would have liked to have spoken my truth in my own time. This feels like a bit of a violation.
Tom Hanks is telling the truth. Much like birds, try as we might, we simply cannot fly.
Birds can fly, but if Eric here is right, no one else on this plane knows how to fly planes either. Is he correct?
No one comes forward.
Right! So we're fucked.
Everyone on the plane starts screaming. Eric leans over to Tom Hanks.
Guess we could have gone about that a little differently.
What the hell are we gonna do?
Eric grabs Tom Hanks by the sleeve and ushers him back to the cockpit. They enter and approach the two bumbling pilots.
Contact the control room.
And how the fuck would I know how to do something like that?
So you retained literally zero information from your pilot training.
We need the wings. We wouldn't get far without the wings.
Preach, brother.
Eric looks to the control panel of the cockpit and is stunned to see it's in ruins, literally sparking.
What happened here?
Oh, see, I wanted another coffee, right? And this one flight attendant, they'd poured coffee so well a little earlier. So well, in fact, that I was convinced it wasn't her first time pouring coffee. So I asked her for a top-up. Turns out, the first time she poured it...
Fluked it?
She'd absolutely fluked the pour and pouring the coffee.
So we can't even contact the control tower.
Honey, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Don't call me honey.
Eric turns back to Tom Hanks.
Well, Tom Hanks, I guess we're fucked.
Don't give up hope yet, Eric.
Alright, I think the appropriate time for hope has now concluded. I give up. Just like I give up on all my endeavors. For what is life if not the first and last endeavor?
You give up on all your endeavors? You're like an insanely successful actor.
I give up on the endeavors that matter.
Like what?
Tom Hanks takes a long, shuddering breath, which Eric can barely hear over the screaming passengers.
Colonel Sanders.
You wanted to be Colonel Sanders?
Yes.
And you gave up on that endeavor?
They offered me the part after several rounds of grueling auditions, but I turned it down.
Why?
I just didn't think I was good enough.
You're Tom Hanks.
Right. I'm Tom Hanks, but I'm not the Colonel. And I never will be.
Well, maybe you should tell them about that.
What?
In the book, before everyone died a fiery death, they weren't panicked. They were listening to you telling a story. They were peaceful in the end, because of you. You don't have to be the Colonel to have an impact on people, Tom Hanks. All you have to do is tell a story.
Tom Hanks walks down the aisle, calming each passenger one by one. Eventually, they are silent. And he begins to tell a story about how he drove twice as fast as the speed limit to get to his first audition for Colonel Sanders, and a high-speed police chase which led to the deaths of several cops, a story about how, when he arrived at the audition, he learned that he'd actually turned up 3 weeks early, A story about how, and for some reason he deemed this pertinent to the story, later that day he masturbated. And everyone, the passengers, the crew, the pilot and the co-pilot, Geraldine, Eric, they are completely, utterly still. And when the plane strikes the mountain, immediately eviscerating everyone on board, they are listening. They are listening to a story.
Oh dear God! Where am I?
Could you quiet down? I'm trying to jerk off here.
Tom Hanks?
How'd you even get in here?
Eric looks around the airplane bathroom. It doesn't look like it's been eviscerated in a plane crash. Neither does Tom Hanks, nor has exposed genitals. Opening the bathroom door, he meets Geraldine again.
Hello, I'm Geraldine. Wait, is that Tom Hanks? Is that his dick? God fucking damn it. Time loop.
Time loop? This must be the universe's way of preserving canon. If the book never ends, then it can't affect any of the other books.
Sorry, son, could you get the fuck out? I was this close.
God, why the masturbating, Tom Hanks? Why always the masturbating?
Tom Hanks looks solemn.
Sorry, it's just... God, I don't have time to explain this to you. I'm in a time loop and pretty soon we're all about to die fiery deaths again.
Eric sprints down the aisle and pounds on the door of the cockpit. A flight attendant holding a coffee taps him on the shoulder.
Excuse me, we really prefer people not to do that.
Do not serve the pilot any coffee.
The pilot opens the door.
God, what? You better not be a terrorist. I was not trained to deal with terrorists.
Really?
What do you want? I need to admit something to my co-pilot here, who, by the way, you sound just like. Co-pilot, say something.
Don't say anything. Look, I know the important thing you were going to tell him. You don't know how to fly planes, right?
What? Me? What are you?
You don't know how to fly planes.
I don't know how to fly planes.
Fluked it.
This guy gets it.
Co-pilot, fluked it? Fluked it. Alright, now don't ask how I know this, but no one else on this plane knows how to fly planes either.
Jesus, learn some life skills, people.
So before a flight attendant waltzes in here and pours coffee all over everything, I need you to contact the control tower and, I don't know, I guess we'll cross that bridge.
Well, maybe it's simply because you sound alarmingly similar to my co-pilot here, but I trust you, stranger. So your wish is my command.
Wow, so you're just, like, immediately convinced. This was way easier than I thought it would be.
Unfortunately, I have no fucking idea how to contact the control tower.
The co-pilot points at a button.
Could be that.
The button says, contact control tower.
This is no time for guessing games, co-pilot.
Push the damn button.
The pilot pushes the button. A few seconds pass, and then a voice comes on the line.
Howdy, Jerry Tuntbun at your service. What might I do for you today?
Holy shit. The Jerry Tuntbun? Immortal billionaire?
Immortal? Well, that's just silly. Can we hurry this along? I'm on my way to a ski resort. Honk honk.
Why? I mean, I get that you're the CEO of Bad Dwarfs Industries, meaning you technically own this airline, but why are you an air traffic controller today?
Oh, well, we had to lay off so many people because of COVID, but then I just sort of got hooked on the bish.
Got hooked on laying people off?
Exactly right. But I got to the airport today and went to the Bad to Worst desk and whoopsie, no one fucking there.
You laid off your entire staff?
The whole airline. In fact, I'm pretty sure the crew on your flight are the only ones that escaped the mass dismissals. Purely because you were in the air at the time and I couldn't reach you.
Man, early Jerry Tuntbunt was a real Scrooge McFuck.
Sorry, so was there a reason for this call? You want an autograph or something?
You're many miles away from us.
It's 2021, buddy. I meant a digital autograph.
As in you would type it?
Yeah, I'd type it.
The pilot leans over to Eric.
I'd go for one of those digital autographs, if you wouldn't mind.
Jerry, no one on this plane knows how to fly planes. And that includes the pilot and the co-pilot that you hired. Your airline fucking sucks.
Right. That's why I fired everybody.
No, it isn't.
You know what? You're right. I didn't fire everybody because they suck. I did it for me. I liked it. I was good at it. And I was alive. In fact, pilot?
Yes, sir.
Co-pilot?
Howdy.
You're both fired. And tell the rest of the crew they're fired too. And you know what? Stranger, what was your name?
It's Eric. You can't fire me.
You're fired.
Right.
Pussy.
The lingo's dead. The pilot is nodding. Nice guy. Hey, is that a mountain? The plane strikes the mountain, eviscerating everyone on board.
Oh, dear God! Where am I?
Could you quiet down? I'm trying to jerk off here.
God damn it.
How'd you even get in here?
I hate this.
Opening the bathroom door, Eric meets Geraldine. Again.
Hello, I'm Geraldine. Wait, is that...
Eric punches Geraldine hard across the face. She collapses.
Young Sheldon is a fucking stupid name.
On the floor, Geraldine sobs. Eric sprints down the aisle to the cockpit. He pounds on the door. A flight attendant holding a coffee taps him on the shoulder.
Excuse me.
Eric grabs the copy and tosses it, overhand, down the aisle. It hits Geraldine square in the face and explodes, covering with boiling hot coffee.
Do not serve the pilot any coffee.
The pilot opens the door.
God, what?
Eric enters the cockpit and slams the door shut.
Listen to me very carefully. I know neither of you don't know how to fly planes. No one else on this plane knows how to fly planes either, so we need to contact the control tower, which is actually just the CEO in his car, I guess. I'll do the talking, and with any luck, we'll get all these people to safety.
What's in it for me?
Excuse me?
I mean, you say you want to land a plane to get all these people to safety, but I don't know any of these people. I can't say I'm very attached. So what's in it for me?
You're on this plane.
Eh.
Tom Hanks is on this plane.
What? Really?
Yeah, he's masturbating in the bathroom as we speak.
God, isn't he always? Well, shit. We need to save Tom Hanks. Eric has the contact control tower button.
Howdy. Jerry Tuntbun at your service.
Jerry, listen to me very carefully. No one on this plane knows how to fly planes, so I need you to call someone who knows how to fly planes, ask them how to fly planes, and relay that information back to me.
Teach you how to fly planes? Slow down, bucko. Doesn't that take a long time?
I have time. I think I might have all of the time.
Oh, are you immortal too? I mean,
Jerry, are you gonna help us?
Here's the problem, stranger. I recently, shall we say, alienated all the people in my life that know anything about planes. So I really don't think I can help you here.
Then, fuck. I don't know. Just look up a YouTube tutorial or something.
You want me to watch a YouTube tutorial on how to fly planes and tell you about it? That's how you want to save the day?
Well, I don't know. Do you have any better ideas?
I'm not exactly invested. Hell, I'm not even on the plane.
Please, Jerry.
Alright, fuck, fine. But this is the last time I do anything good for someone. Let me just get my phone here. It's somewhere in the... Sorry, this is a little tricky. Oh god, black ice, fuck, I'm just kidding. Christ, it's a good thing I'm immortal. Ah!
They hear an explosion, the lane goes dead.
Well, better than last time anyway.
The pilot is nodding. Nice guy. Hey, is that a mountain?
Yeah, we should really try steering the plane at the very least. Probably should have tried that last time.
Yeah. Idiot. The plane strikes the mountain, eviscerating everyone on board.
Oh, dear God. Where am I?
Could you quiet down? I'm trying to jerk off here.
Stop with the public masturbating. You're a fucking joke, Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks looks solemn. Opening the bathroom door, Eric meets Geraldine again.
Hello, I'm...
Eric leaps up and hits Geraldine with a roundhouse kick.
Shut the fuck up.
He sprints to the cockpit, pounds on the door, and grabs the coffee from the flight attendant.
For me?
Once inside, he slams the door.
Alright, both of you, listen up. I'm a terrorist.
Jesus.
Yeah, so get the fuck out of this cockpit before I throw boiling coffee all over your fucking faces.
Well, we don't negotiate with terrorists, so we better leave.
Thank you.
The pilot and the co-pilot leave, and once again, Eric slams shut the cockpit. He hits the contact control tower button.
Howdy, Jerry Tuntbun at your service.
Eric explains the situation, faster than he did the last time.
Teach you how to fly planes?
Yes, just the first couple minutes of a YouTube tutorial, please, anything. And be careful on the black ice.
It's lucky you said that, actually. Almost didn't see the turn. All right, I've got my phone. Let me load up, you know what? I'm out of data. Use it all up listening to Joni Mitchell on the drive. God, if she wasn't on Spotify, I don't know what I'd do.
You're a billionaire! Just buy more!
$5 for 1 gigabyte? That's where I draw the line.
That's where you draw the line?
Of course! Those fucking swindlers.
And just to save myself a lot of time in the long run, that will always be where you draw the line. There's no convincing you to pay $5 for 1 gigabyte.
Not a chance in hell.
Then I guess we're fucked. We're really, really fucked.
You're fired.
Eric leaves the cockpit. The flight attendant grabs him by the arm, twisting it behind his back and slamming him against the cockpit door.
The fuck is this for?
I'm placing you under citizen's arrest, and not in a kinky way.
Why?
You took my coffee. Also, you roundhouse kicked a woman in the face. She's dead.
Cowbell.
What's that?
I cowbelled a woman in the face.
What the fuck are you talking about? Eric twists his neck 180 degrees, like an L, to look at the flight attendant.
Not a listener then, huh?
The plane strikes the mountain, eviscerating everyone on board.
Oh dear God! Where am I?
Could you quiet down? I'm trying to jerk off here.
Okay.
Eric sits on the floor of the airplane bathroom. Oh. All right. Tom Hanks motions to his exposed genitals. You mind if I,
Sure. Go ahead.
Sorry, I can't really, go with you in the same room.
No need to apologize, Tom Hanks. That's okay.
Okay. Tom Hanks buckles up his pants and sits on the toilet seat. So, how'd you even get in here? The door was locked.
We're in a book.
What? Eric explains the situation. He even opens the bathroom door and gets other passengers to talk again, once more scarring Geraldine, emotionally this time, by mentioning the son she never had and the Tom Hanks she'll never be. And Tom Hanks starts to wonder if he is in a book. But that's impossible. I mean, even believing that the pilots don't know how to fly planes is stretched, we'd all be doomed. The intercom comes on.
Is there a doctor on this plane? If there is, please make your way to the cockpit immediately. Fuck, I mean, a pilot. If there's a pilot on this plane, please make your way to the cockpit immediately. Although, if you're a doctor and you also happen to know how to fly planes, your presence would be greatly appreciated also.
Jesus Christ, we were in a book.
Yeah.
And there's no hope for us?
None at all, no. But the upside is that when we die, we'll just come right on back and do all this shit again.
Is that an upside?
Yeah, I guess not.
Well, I guess if none of this matters, I best get back to it.
Tom Hanks unbuckles his pants. God damn it, Tom Hanks.
What? What's going on, big guy?
Why are you like this? We're facing an eternity of endless death. Can't you put your dick away for 1 second?
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Tom Hanks buckles his pants. Outside, they hear what sounds like the pilot and the co-pilot burning at the stake. Should we be doing something about that?
Maybe next time.
You know, what you said before about, can't you put your dick away for 1 second? I've been thinking about that. Truth be told, I've been thinking about it for a while.
What do you mean, Tom Hanks? And make it snappy, the plane's gonna crash real soon.
Sometimes I wonder why I'm like this.
Like what?
Well, you know me, the masturbating in airplane bathrooms, the constant delusion, the high-speed chases. Sometimes I feel like I was supposed to be something more, you know? As if somewhere out there there's a version of me, maybe the real-life version of me on which I'm based, that's just better.
You mean like a version of you that masturbates at home?
Sure, that, but just generally, all around, better. And I've been thinking about what you said about how my life is actually just a book. And if that were true, then it would mean someone wrote that book. And if someone wrote that book, then why did they make me this way? What did I do to deserve such foul characterization? I'm Tom Hanks. I'm Hollywood's nicest man. What did I do to deserve me?
Well, Tom Hanks, and I'm not sure if I should be telling you this, but we're stuck in an endless death loop, so it doesn't really matter. There is a version of you that's better. In our world, in the real world. There's a version of Tom Hanks that doesn't masturbate in airplane bathrooms. And doesn't have severe delusions of grandeur. And doesn't get into high-speed police chases.
Wow. Really? What's he like?
Well, he's normal. And he's talented. And he's nice.
Tom Hanks nods slowly. That's comforting. But if the real Tom Hanks is so pleasant, then why did the author of this book make me like this?
Why did the author of this book make you a serial public masturbator?
Right, why'd he go and do that?
If I had to guess, I'd say it's because it's kind of funny. You know, making the celebrity who's renowned for being really nice into the butt of the joke. It's like, nasty, but in a way that's funny.
Wait, this book is supposed to be funny?
Well, yeah.
We're all about to die in a horrific plane crash. What about that is funny?
Look, we'll never really know why the author of this book decided to make you such a freak show. But while we may not be able to control our fate, or how we're literally written by a literal author, that doesn't mean we can't try. Doesn't mean we can't, you know, try to be better.
Yeah, Eric, I guess you're right. Who cares how I'm written? I can be better. I'm Tom Hanks. Eric cheers. Tom Hanks smiles. Thank you.
And you know what? While I can in no way control how the author will go on to characterize you in the many, many books we're yet to read, and will potentially never read, if this time loop is forever, I kind of get the feeling they'll go a little easier on you from here on out. But like I said, doesn't matter.
Eric gazes out the window. They're amongst the mountains now.
That'll be us dead again soon.
Wait, what the fuck is that?
Eric opens the airplane bathroom door. Everyone is looking outside in the direction of the flight attendant is pointing. The sky! It's like it's falling apart!
It's opening! Almost like a...
Like a tear in reality.
Have you seen this before?
Oh, god damn it. I have seen this before. Or at least, I've read it before in one of the other books.
Which book?
Really thought we were done with all that multiverse meltdown shit.
Multiverse meltdown? That sounds bad.
Yup.
Why the Terran reality? Why now?
I'm not massively certain, but it's probably because I told you about the real Tom Hanks and encouraged you to alter your fate, thus altering the storylines that have already been written. That smarts. I was just trying to be nice.
So what happens now?
Well, if Y2K22 Part 1 and 2 are anything to go by, it'll be nothing good.
Eric and Tom Hanks feel the plane shudder violently around them. Eric? 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 Eric?
Ah!
Hey, man, you back with us, buddy? Did you take these mushrooms?
God damn, yeah. I'm back. I'm back, though. Alright, thank God.
Must have been a hell of a trip.
Yeah, at least I think it was a...
Why'd you do the mushrooms by yourself? Could have ended pretty badly, wandering around this big fuck-off library. I might have lost you.
It doesn't matter. I'm just glad to be back. I missed you, man.
I only stormed off like an hour ago.
Well, I missed you.
Fuck it. I missed you too. It was dumb, you know, the self-awareness anniversary. It was a big day for me.
No, yeah, I know. I respect that. I mean, it is dumb.
Right.
But I respect it.
So you want to go find a book we haven't read?
Yeah, I'd like that. Let's go.
I hope John Hamm's in this one.
Me too, man.
You know he has a massive hog, right?
Yeah, we've been over this. Yeah.
We've been over the fact that John Hamm is a massive hog?
Yeah, we covered it.
Extensively?
More extensively than we probably should have, yeah.
It's big.
I know.
This has been Lost in Narration. Tune in next week to find out what the boys get into next. Though it's probably more books because of the library thing. Yeah.